Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
First, the good news. When Hurricane Milton blew the lid off Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida 12 days ago, nobody inside was killed or injured. Though hundreds of cots had been placed on the field to provide temporary housing for emergency responders, the crews had been moved elsewhere before the storm's full rage blasted downtown St. Pete and battered the Tropicana roof to pieces. What, you're waiting for the bad news? There isn't any. Though there's nothing funny about a hurricane, I'm reminded of the old joke told at the expense of a community accustomed to being the butt of cruel humor. A hurricane blew through, insert city of your choice here, and did $100 million worth of improvements. Well, that's how a lot of baseball fans feel about Tropicana Field. The building's roof is, or was, 6 acres of triangular panels of translucent Teflon-coated fiberglass. It was designed to withstand hurricane-force winds up to 115 miles per hour. Well, Milton tore into that place somewhere between 84 and 106 miles an hour and demonstrated otherwise. After the storm, drone photos showed the devastation from above. Huge pieces of the roof littered the playing field below and slammed into the seating sections. Had emergency workers been inside as originally planned, the storm's toll could have been much worse. The ballpark, home of the Tampa Bay Rays, is known not so affectionately as the Trop, and it's the worst baseball stadium in the major leagues. A routine fly ball can become an adventure for outfielders, who often lose sight of it as it sails against the backdrop of the white roof and a network of catwalks. Occasionally, over the 34 years of the ballpark's life, a ball in play has struck the walkways above. There's a personal irony here. I was in St. Petersburg just ahead of the storm for the wedding of one of my granddaughters. I had a great view of the Trop from my hotel room. It was not the best time of year, during hurricane season, to plan a beach wedding on Florida's Gulf Coast, but they had their reasons, and it was beautiful. We all got out of Tampa just in time. It could be a while before the Trop's short-term future is known. Its long-term future, however, has already been determined. A new $1.3 billion ballpark is planned near the present stadium site, and it's expected to be ready by the 2028 season. Wrecking crews will demolish what remains of Tropicana Field after the 2027 season ends. So where do the Rays play until their new stadium is ready? How about the Wide World of Sports complex at Disney World in Orlando? The Rays played 6 regular season games there in 2007 and 8. The ballpark only seats 9,500, which is far short of Major League standards, but acceptable for the short term. The Disney site at Lake Buena Vista is a 94-mile drive from Tropicana Field, an inconvenience but doable. If it's determined that the Trop is playable until the new ballpark is built, forget about the roof and let the Rays play outdoors in the elements, like most of the other Major League teams do. Tropicana Field, in fact, was the only ballpark in the majors with a fixed dome roof that couldn't be retracted. Yet clearly, Mother Nature found a way.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.